You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Wednesday, February 7th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, a mystery company linked to Biden robocall has been identified by a New Hampshire attorney general. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. On Tuesday, New Hampshire Attorney General John Formella said that a Texas-based telecom company was behind the reportedly AI-generated robocalls impersonating President Joe Biden that went out ahead of the state's presidential primary last month. At a press conference on Tuesday, Formella announced that he had identified Life Corporation and its owner, Walter Monk, as the source behind the thousands of calls, and announced that his office issued a cease and desist letter to the company and had opened a criminal investigation into the matter. The Federal Communications Commission sent its own cease and desist letters to Life Corporation, as well as another Texas company, Lingo Telecom, the alleged voice service provider of the calls. Ensuring public confidence in the electoral process is vital, Formella said at the Tuesday press conference. We're providing this update and information today to assure the public that we take this seriously and that this is one of our most important priorities. We are also providing this update and information to send a strong message of deterrence to any person or entity who would attempt to undermine our elections through AI or other means. Formella said that anywhere from 5,000 to 25,000 of these robocalls were placed ahead of the New Hampshire primary to mimic Biden and discourage voters from voting. Your vote makes a difference in November, not this Tuesday, the robocall said. In January, Wired reported that two teams of researchers had determined that the call was created with voice cloning software from the AI startup 11 Labs. The company declined to take responsibility for the Biden clone, telling Wired that it was dedicated to preventing the misuse of audio AI tools. Last week, the FCC put out a new proposal to ban robocalls that used AI-generated voices by updating the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, or TCPA, a 1991 law that regulates telemarketers. The FCC has used the TCPA in the past to go after junk callers, including conservative activists Jacob Wall and Jack Berkman. In 2021, the FCC fined the pair more than $5 million for violating the law after they placed calls threatening to release the personal information of voters if they voted by mail in the 2020 election. Consumers deserve to know that the people on the other end of the line is exactly who they claim to be, FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel said in a statement on Tuesday. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, Meta will crack down on AI-generated fakes, but leave plenty undetected. Checking in on Wired Science, Dr. Dara Norman wants to bring more people into science. And on Wired Security, WhatsApp chats will soon work with other encrypted messaging apps. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.